This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Oh, it's amazing how many people were locked out of their, quote, smart homes because Google went down. A couple days ago, Google Cloud cratered all over the East Coast, across parts of America, and even Europe. Google Cloud cratered, and it brought down with it much of Google. YouTube went down. Portions of Twitter went down. Facebook, you know. Just about every service you can imagine went down. Shopify, all the hundreds of thousands of Shopify e-commerce sites went down, including ours, by the way, for hours. I mean, it was a catastrophe. But the funny thing about this catastrophe is you had all these millennials out there with their smartphones and their smartphone app, and they had their Nest devices, which are owned by Google, for their, you know, smart home controls. And they were locked out of their homes. Why? Well, because you couldn't log into your smart home application on your phone. You mean to tell me you people don't have a key? You know, a physical brass key? You don't have a key. You rely on Google to let you into your own home? Are you kidding me? Tell you, that may be a smart home, but you're a stupid person. Because if you rely on Google to let you into your home, let's face it, they're just morons, right? Who would do that? But it gets even better. They couldn't even turn on their air conditioning either. Some people were in their homes. They weren't locked out. They were already inside when this whole system went down. They were in their homes, but they couldn't log into their app because all the, you know, the credentialing service, the login was all failing. And so they couldn't turn on their air conditioning. Like, really? Are you that crazy to turn over your air conditioning to Google? Give me a break, people. I don't know about you, but I walk down the hallway and I press a button, you know, the down arrow, like cooler, cooler, cooler. Now, guess what? The air conditioning comes on. Doesn't need to log in over the internet. I don't need a password. Just press a couple of buttons and you have some air conditioning. That's the way it should be. These people that turn their lives over to online services, especially Google, which you know is spying on everything you're doing, tracking everything. They know exactly what minute you came home, what minute you left, whether you're home at any given time. They create patterns of everything, what time you wake up. If you turn your life over to that, you are crazy stupid. But there's a lot of crazy stupid people out there, and they think they live in smart homes. That's what's funny about this. I live in a smart home. Now, I'm going to get some hate from this, but there's something to be learned here about Bitcoin versus gold. Yeah. So think about this, all right? Your Google Nest home smart home security device, that's like Bitcoin. It only works when you have internet connectivity. You got to have electricity. You got to have everything's got to be working all over the cloud, you know? But if you just had a brass key and a hardware lock, as we've been using for over 1,000 years in human civilization, then you'd be fine. Google's down, you don't care. You have a key in your pocket. You take out the key, you insert it into the lock, rotate, like magic. It unlocks, and you don't need to log in. You don't need to authenticate. Some border router doesn't have to function in Connecticut somewhere that you don't even know. It just works because it's physical. That's like gold. When Bitcoin craters, gold doesn't disappear. Makes sense? Gold still exists. Here it is. It's gold. It's physical. Oh, even better, it's an element, which means you can't destroy it even if you try. I talk to people about this all the time. It's so funny. People don't know that you cannot destroy gold. You can melt it. You can try to burn it. Doesn't burn. You can hammer it. All it does is get really thin. You can try to grind it up. You just have ground up gold. You can dissolve it in acid. the gold is still in the acid. I know, because we use nitric acid in the lab and we put gold into our samples, by the way, to help stabilize the mercury. So we have dissolved gold in acid, by the way. It's like 2 parts per million. It's not very much. You can't destroy gold because gold's an element. Gold is made in exploding stars. Gold's an element of the universe. It's a cosmic element. You can't destroy it even if you try. Just like you can't destroy aluminum. You can't destroy magnesium because they're elements. Now, you can destroy vitamin C because vitamin C is a molecule made of only 3 elements, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. If you rip those apart, which you could do easily with oxidation or ionization or using, you know, acid for the ionization from a chemistry point of view, you can rip vitamin C apart and it's no longer vitamin C. You can't rip gold apart because it's just AU. All of it's AU. That's the symbol for gold. So these people out there that think they have smart homes, they have stupid homes. The people who carry physical keys, that's smart. Just like all these people who think that they're going to get rich buying Bitcoin, which doesn't exist. And they say Bitcoin, well, they said this for a while. They said Bitcoin is the new gold. No, it's not. It's not anything like gold. Gold is essentially immutable. Gold is an element. Now, I guess through fission or fusion, you could rip apart some of the electrons and protons and neutrons of gold. But to do that requires usually, you know, supernova type of experiences, which you're not going to get in your basement, I hope. Unless you're running a little CERN experiment there with black holes and antimatter or something that we don't know about. But if you're doing that, you know, gold, disappearing gold is the least of your problems. Like, the bigger concern is sucking our reality into your basement. There we go. Yeah, it's the end of all matter. So anyway, look, the point is, be careful when you automate your life. You try to automate things, you're just asking for a disaster. If your life depends on Google being up, if your life, I mean, even like starting your car, are you driving some self-exploding or self-crashing Tesla vehicle? Those vehicles are amazing. They can crash without any human intervention. That's why I call them self-crashing vehicles. They also self-explode, by the way. Their batteries catch on fire, burn up. You know, it's like the lithium spontaneously ignites. Wow, that's amazing. I've never seen metals burn like that. That's some crazy shit right there. Look at the frame of that car just melt into the concrete. That's amazing stuff. If your life depends on all these logins and internet access and passwords and biometric scanners that run on electricity and all that crap, you're making a huge mistake. This is why I laugh every time these gun control nut jobs come along and say, we got to have a biometric fingerprint scanner on every gun. Really? Because you know what I like about my SIG pistol right now and my Bravo Company rifle is that I pick them up and they just work. They don't need batteries. And they don't need fingerprints and biometric scanners and logins and passwords. And they don't have software downloads and updates and revision histories and all that garbage. They just work because they work on the laws of physics because, you know, gunpowder explodes. Primers explode when you hit them with a firing pin. You know, burning gunpowder turns into expanding gas. Expanding gas accelerates a mass, creates velocity, which creates kinetic energy in the direction that your barrel was facing at the time you pulled the trigger. All these things, it cycles back. Bolt carrier group grabs the next round out of the magazine. You don't need any software. There's no component that has to work online somewhere. There's no cloud computing for your AR rifle. That's why rifles and pistols and ammunition and all these physical things, gold and silver, that's why they're worth so much in real life situations. They're worth it. They just keep on working with it when everything else fails. So you're talking about survival and prepping. You're talking about barter, all these things. Guess what? Firearms just keep on working. And that's the way it should be. And that's why they have value. So when you are thinking about your life and what you're dependent on, be smart. Instead of having a smart home, you should have a smart head. You should use your brain. Don't like delegate your brain to Google's cloud, because Google's cloud is going to fail. When the power grid goes down, you're going to be locked out of all that stuff. Your car is not going to work if it's an electric login, you know, Tesla biometric fingerprint scanner, super door handle lock mechanism. You're not going to be able to get in. How stupid are you going to look standing beside your Tesla when you call a diesel-powered tow truck to come get you because the internet went down and you can't log into your freaking car? That's like hashtag meme-worthy stupidity right there. Can't get into my Tesla or whatever car you have. They're putting electronics and logins and everything, password protection into all these cars. Ah, you're going to have user accounts, user rights levels. It's insane. Nothing wrong with the physical world. You live in it. You should structure your life so that you can get to the things that you need to get to just based on the laws of physics alone. Software is not reliable. The power grid is not reliable. Google is not reliable. In fact, they're evil, and they will track you too. What's reliable? Oh, guess what? Molecules. Physics and chemistry. Works every time. I mean, I run a lab, right? I use physics and chemistry every day. Guess what? It's never stopped working. That's amazing. And guess what? Gravity works every day too. So if you base your life on the laws of physics and chemistry and cause and effect, you're going to be in much better shape than somebody who's running around. I gotta have my password. I lost my password. I can't feed my cat now. My refrigerator stopped working. I don't know how to order anything. I can't run any transactions. I don't have any cash in my pocket. The ATM stopped working. Try to call 911, but the phone is down. And by the way, the cops are busy anyway. So structure your life in a smart way. Be able to handle anything that comes your way. Like water filters, man. Get a gravity filter. We sell the Big Berkey water filters at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Big Berkey water filters filter out almost everything imaginable. They're super effective, and they just work on gravity. You don't need a pump. You don't need water pressure. The water pressure in your town, where does it come from? Oh, electric pumps. Did you know that? Without electricity, you don't have water pressure. Eventually, you'll have some for a little while until everybody starts flushing their toilets. Before long, there's no water pressure. Huh. You're like, no, man, there's water in the water towers. That uses gravity. It's gravity powered. Yeah, well, how do you think they get the water into the water towers, people? Electric pumps. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I understand. I'm not mocking you listening to this. You're probably laughing along with me on this because some people are so stupid. They never think about any of this stuff, and they don't understand why we are laughing at them when they are so stupid. The people don't know how things work. The average person doesn't understand where tap water comes from. They think it's magic. Like, turn on the faucet, just water comes out. It's magic, they think. These are the people that voted for Hillary Clinton, you know. They don't realize a lot of things have to happen for that water to come out of your tap. A lot of things have to happen for 911 to work. You know what I mean? A lot of things have to happen for food to get to your local grocery store. And if you don't have these things, you are out of luck, man. You better have some preparations. And this is what people just learned the hard way. My Nest device won't let me log into my own house. And there you are standing out in the street with your and your hand on the sidewalk waiting to get mugged by somebody who's got a gun that works. Oh, you mean that mugger is smarter than you with your smart home? Really? How did that happen? Yeah, because your mugger is not a moron. Mugger's got street smarts, actually. Like, homeless people have more street smarts than a wealthy, elitist progressive. Your average progressive has no street smarts whatsoever, and they totally lose it when anything stops working. Like, they'll have post-traumatic stress disorder just from their Google Nest device going down and not being able to log into their home. I can't feed my cat. Yep. Why don't you ask your cat to open the door? Oh, yeah. because your cat doesn't have fingers. Maybe you should have thought about that before you locked your cat in a house controlled by Google. People are insane, man. It's incredible. The world in which we live, it's freaking mind-blowing how stupid people are. But they will just line up to have their entire lives controlled by Google. They'll line up for that. They'll put their entire social media activity all on Facebook. They'll let Facebook build a profile. People will hand over their social security number to anybody for any reason. Just anybody walks up and asks, what's your social security number? You know, we're gathering records, and people just give it to them. Really? Yeah, people do that shit. It's dumber than the cat that they own. It's just incredible. But that's the world in which we live, people. So think about all this stuff. You know, it's fun to mock people, but also you got to remember to be smart. Don't become one of those people accidentally. Don't get locked out of your car, locked out of your house, locked out of your bank account. You know, have some backup supplies, have a backup plan, have something that works when the power grid goes down, because it's going to go down and services are going to fail. Believe me, this is just the beginning. It's going to get way worse from this point forward. That was almost like a horsey laugh type of thing. Way worse. Yeah, it's going to happen. Be ready for it. And I know you are. If you're listening to this, you're among those who are the most informed, but you know, the average Joe out there, you might say, the average person on the street is just completely clueless. And that's why they panic when all this stuff happens. They totally freak out. They don't know what to do. They lose their phone, right? And their whole life implodes. Like, I lost my phone. Really? What? You don't have any way to live without that? Maybe that's not the best way to prepare your life, is to shape your entire life around your phone that's subject to breakage and not that reliable anyway. So there you go. But thanks for listening. Hey, read my websites. I've got gear.news, and also healthrangerstore.com is where you can purchase products. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out more of my podcasts. They're posted on the right column of naturalnews.com every day. We do typically two podcasts. So check it out there. And thank you for, you know, all that you do. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for laughing along with me here as we mock the unprepared. It's really funny. And we will continue to mock them in upcoming podcasts. So tune in. We'll also throw in some really practical, handy advice for preparedness and gear and things like that. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger Store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.